This is a meditation on getting clear on our heart's desires. Take a tall seat, bring your shoulders back, so close your eyes. I'm going to read you something from a book. The book is The Yamas and the Niyamas by Deborah Adell. In India, during major festivities, elephants are paraded down the narrow streets, proudly dressed in silks and jewelry, carrying the likeness of a deity on their backs. Along the way, vendors displaying luscious treats and sparkling jewelry are numerous. The elephants, being curious and playful by nature, can't help but swing their trunks this way and that and attempt to capture the glitter and treats lining the streets. Destruction and chaos quickly follow. However, the trainers, knowing their elephants' adventuresome nature, have learned to coax them into wrapping their trunks around a bamboo chute. Now, as the elephants march down the street carrying their bamboo chute, the parade continues smoothly. We are much like these elephants. When we don't know what we want, or we don't have the courage to pursue it, everything that everyone else is doing looks tempting to us. We begin to lust after others' accomplishments and others' possessions. We get sidetracked from our own dreams and our own realness. However, when we are focused on our own dreams, we can move forward with dignity, much like those elephants holding onto the bamboo chute, undisturbed by the glitter and the sparkle along the way. What's your bamboo chute? What's the desire on your heart? What are you passionate about? Where do you have endless amounts of energy? What comes easier to you than others? Where do you get lost in? Where do you get so immersed that you lose track of time? It's easy to say that I don't know the desire that's on my own heart. And yet when we start to ask these other questions, things can start to pop into view. So you, the person that is sitting and listening, what's the desire on your heart? Where is your passion? What lights you up? Where have you had people over the course of your life? Different people, random people maybe, people that are close to you, people that know you really well. They don't know each other and they're telling you and pinging you with something that they see in you that maybe you don't see in yourself. It could even be the thing that you avoid and you busy yourself with other things, but it's really this thing. If you could do it all the time, it would be the gift that you give to the world, the legacy that you leave. And it's okay for things to be swirling and sitting and not knowing, but just continuing to ask these questions. What's the desire on my own heart? What lights me up? Where do I have endless amounts of energy? More energy for certain things than anyone else does. And open your eyes. And if you have time, I encourage you to grab a paper, journal, and pen, and just write down without any sort of editing whatever came up for you while you were sitting.